pour it on the camera, and then I'll have you hit a buzzer to start off. Are we all set? Or does it look good?
It wasn't.
Oh, gotcha. All right, so this is Carolyn, 8003. Hit that buzzer. We'll hit it after every single task just to keep track of where we are and give you a chance to do something.
Okay.
Get your wiggles out. But, so I know you know your ABCs, but I'd like you to tell me each letter, the picture that's on here, and then something else that starts with that letter.
Okay. A.
Oh, I'm so sorry to stop you. Are you comfortable with her taking her mask off for the experiment or have a face shield on instead?
She can take it off.
Okay, cool. We can put it right back on at the end just so the mic doesn't muffle anything.
Okay.
Awesome.
A, apple. Acorn.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I know it's hard to get going.
B, boy, ball.
Perfect.
C, cookies, cake. D, duck. Dog. E, elephant. Something.
What do some people eat for breakfast?
Eggs.
Awesome.
F, fish, fry. G, guitar, game. H, house, horse. I, ice, ice cream. That's something else. J, juice. Grape.
What do you put on when it's cold outside?
Jacket.
Awesome.
Key. Kangaroo. L, leaf.
Let's see, what about if I want you to see something, I tell you to what over there?
Leave.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
M, monkey, mom. N, nose. No. O, orange. Or. P, plate. Puppy.
Awesome.
Q. Quack. Quick.
Nice. Not everybody knows a Q word. That's
good. Yeah. R. Red. Rose. S. Spider. Swim. T, table, toad. U, umbrella,
think about down or
up.
Perfect.
V, vacuum. V, vacuum, van.
Ooh.
W, watch, wait. X, x-ray, xylophone.
Yeah, doesn't even sound the same, but you're right.
Yeah. Y, yogurt, U. Z, zebra, Z.
That's another word for Z. I think that's perfect. Go ahead and hit a buzzer. That's my favorite one. All right. There's going to be some numbers. I want you to say this number. Say this one.
One.
Now, I want you to tell me what number you think might come next. We might trip you up a few times, so there might be some patterns to look out for. So what do you think will come after one?
Two.
Awesome. Keep going.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. One.
I'll let you know when a pattern comes up, so keep going.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
All right, here's a pattern. What do you think we might do now? Skip by
twos.
Any guess is good. It's just kind of fun.
18.
Almost. Well, now we're going by, what is this one?
Fives.
Mm-hmm. So...
25.
Awesome. What was this number?
20.
Perfect. Cool. You were right.
30.
Nice. Now I'm going to tell you we're making a new pattern.
Okay.
Cool. What's different than fives?
40.
There you go.
50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100.
All right. Got a different pattern.
Not very good. But okay.
If we started with
200.
Woohoo, there you go.
300.
Almost. Now I made it even trickier.
What?
What's that?
500.
So what might we do if we have a 500? Maybe we'll double it? What would that be?
200.
Almost. 1,000. Yep. Awesome. I'll stop with the patterns.
We okay.
Did great. Go ahead and tell me what this is, like the equation, and then tell me the answer, okay?
9 plus 7 equals 14.
60? Awesome job.
9 minus 1, that's easy, 18. Six times three equals...
Have you gotten to times yet?
Not
much?
Not quite.
That's okay. Then just tell me what this one says.
Twenty-one.
I'll tell you, this is divided.
Divided by three.
Perfect. And that's it for the numbers, so go ahead and press the buzzer. Like I said, I just want you to try your best and just kind of hear what your thoughts are, and that's all we really want.
Okay.
All right, so for this one, if I tell you that this is a bell, and now I have two of them, there are two...
Of the bells.
Yep. So if I say this is a crib, and there are two of them, there are two...
Cribs.
Perfect, just like that. Now, I'm going to call this a pipe. Can you say pipe?
Pipe.
And now two...
Two pipes. Rock.
This is,
Two rocks.
This is a foo. Can you say foo?
Foo. Two foos.
This is a kel.
Kel. Two kels. Lamp.
Light. We'll call it a light.
Light. Two lights.
This one is a brib.
Brib. Two bribs.
This one is a yawk.
Yawk. Two yawks.
Shoe.
Two shoes.
Mip.
Two mips.
Smide.
Two smides.
Yag.
Two yags.
Snack.
Two snacks. Two cups.
Ship.
Two ships.
Bag.
Two bags.
Skack.
Two skacks.
That one's my favorite. Slide.
Two slides.
My last one, duh.
Two duh.
Perfect. Hit another buzzer for me, please. Hey, hit green for green. That's good. Yeah. All right. I want you to tell me everything you see in this picture, and then tell me a story about it. How did they get here? What are they doing?
Okay. So there's a lion, and then there's a boy. And then I see some fishies, and then I see some leaves in the water, and I see some flowers and a dragonfly, and maybe some water because they're in a boat, and I see a boat, and some grass, a water lily maybe because it sits in the water, a fish, two fishes, and now do I have to tell the story?
Yep, tell me a story or tell me what you think they might be doing, how they got here.
Well, the boy went to the zoo and he met a tiger, and the tiger followed him, but he was supposed to go to the lake after. So he was on a boat and he turned around and there was a tiger behind him.
How did he get
in
out?
In the boat. He broke the cell. He broke the thing that he was in. And they were going in the water, and then the fish said, "Hey, what's the lion doing here?" And the lion fell in the water, and then the boy fell in the water, and then the boy swam away, and the tiger, well, that's a long story.
Yeah, no, I mean, I did not expect the fish to pop in that story. That's kind of funny. I like that. Anything else about this picture you want to say?
I see sky.
Yeah, exactly right. Nothing much in the sky in this one, huh? But
yeah.
That'll change, let me tell you. You ready?
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, I think I see a boy, and then I see some cars, and then I see maybe that's kind of like he's dreaming kind of that, and I see a goldfish and a picture, and then I see a tree and a broken sock that is knitted, and I see a bed and a lamp light, pajamas sticking out, a dresser, paper airplanes, a plane, goggles, clothes, and the story is, oh yeah, so we see books. The story is, the boy wanted to be a pilot, and so he always pretends to, so he makes paper airplanes, and he pretends he's up in the sky and he's a pilot, and he also likes to dress up.
Where do you think he got those clothes?
For his birthday, from his mom or his dad or his grandpa. And
yeah. Any other ideas? Anything else you see you want to talk about?
Well, I see some books. Maybe he read about a pilot and he wanted to be a pilot.
I like your imagination, so thank you for sharing with me. Same thing here. That's
okay.
The one you got on your shirt.
Yeah. That's cool. So, there's a girl, and I see an octopus that is holding a book, and some books, and a mouse, and another mouse, and there's a lot of magnifying glass, paper, clipboard, scientist stuff, or something, and posters, another clipboard, or something on the wall, books, and a light bulb, and drawers. And the story is, there was a girl who always loved to be a scientist, And one time, an octopus, there was an octopus who, she was supposed to be looking out for her mom, who is a scientist also, and she was in the lab, and she was supposed to let nothing happen to the lab. And this octopus came in, and she didn't know it because she was so curious about this light bulb that the octopus started breaking all of the stuff, and her mom said, I'll never let you go in this lab again. And she, when she got older, she had to make her own lab because her mom kicked her out of the house.
Well, I think that's a great entrepreneur story. She said, I'll start my own. What was so interesting about the light bulb? What do you think?
Well, maybe because she was trying to make it like, she was just looking at it and see, how could I use this in a lab or something?
Awesome. Anything else, anything you know about these other tools or why these rats might be in there?
Maybe because they're using them and they broke out of the things, and that's one of the reasons. And they're trying to figure out what rats do, but they broke out because of the octopus.
I mean, between the lion, the octopus, and the rats, we can't keep these animals contained. All right, last one here.
Well, there is a girl, and she's planting a garden, and there's some snails and some vegetables, and it looks like a carrot. Can't see the whole thing. And that looks like a radish. And some leaves and overalls. She's wearing overalls and a fence and some clouds. And the story is she is helping her mom and her dad plant a garden. And so she's taking out all the stuff. And there was this really, really big radish that they kind of let over through. And she was about to eat it when there was a snail inside the radish because it was so big. And she threw it on the ground and she pulled out all the other stuff and she was like planting a garden.
Perfect. I think you wrapped it all up together. Anything else about this picture?
I see some grass and some dirt. I think that's it.
Cool. Hit another buzz. Hit two buzzers for me. I love those stories. I was kidding. Perfect. We'll move for our next one. Can you read this page for me?
Tess tricked her brother Ty into going to the park by letting him play with her tennis ball. The two ran four blocks to the park. They showed down to a walk. They slowed down to a walk when they could see the tennis courts. In the summer, courts were always full. Tess was very clever. She had been earning tennis balls and lessons from people who were playing at the park. When the courts were full, Tess asked people she knew if they needed help picking up balls. Of course, she never asked strangers. Tess saw some people from the church that were taking a break and getting a drink on the side of the court. Hi, can I help you pick up balls today? She asked. Can I help too? Said Ty. Miss Smith smiled and said, that would be nice, but we are done playing for the day. Maybe next time. Okay, thanks, said Tess. Ty ran into the next court. He started to ask two men, can I help you? Tess took his hand and whispered, Ty, we don't know them. We can't ask them. We should only ask people we know. Ty looked around and spotted teachers from the church. He ran in front of Tess and asked, "Can I help you pick up balls?" After the ball fell to the ground and a point was won, Miss Webb said, "That would be fantastic. Can my sister help too?" Ty asked. Tess changed her mind about having Ty at the park with her. He was a hard worker too, and she didn't mind him coming with her.
Awesome. Can you read one more of these pages for me?
Yes.
Thank you.
The teachers told the class, "Be nice to each other. Recess time is a time to have fun." CJ thought about how he got in a fight with his friend Marcus yesterday. CJ beat Marcus in a handstand contest. CJ laughed at Marcus. "Ha ha, I won." Marcus got mad and hit CJ. CJ hit Marcus back. The teachers didn't see the boys, but their friend Amar saw it. He wanted the boys to be friends again, and he got in trouble. He wanted the boys to be friends and not get in trouble. Amar told CJ, "You shouldn't hit back. You should tell him you are sorry." CJ was sorry. He didn't like to fight. He just wanted to be a caring friend. CJ decided he would not laugh at it or hit his friends. Charles Turner.
Mm-hmm. Yep, go ahead and finish that one and we'll be done with this section.
Okay. Charles Turner is a hardworking and a smart black man. He really is good at math. He works in New York City. He helps companies make money. One day he decided to work even harder. He had a dream to become a shoemaker. He worked all day and he went to school at night. Charles studied and learned how to draw and make shoes. He made nice boots. He was a good shoe designer. He was a good shoe designer because he was good at math and art. People liked his boots. His dream job was to make shoes and boots. Charles worked hard and now he loves his job. He makes boots and shoes.
Perfect. Hit a buzzer for me. Oops, sorry. All right, so these I want you to tell me what they're doing and then tell me step by step how to do it.
Okay, so the boy is brushing his teeth. And first, you need to grab your toothbrush. Well, you have to buy it at the store at first. And then grab your toothpaste and put on a little bit of toothpaste. Well, first you put on the water, and then you put on the toothpaste. Then you brush for 10 minutes. You might want to sing a song.
10 minutes?
5 minutes. 10 minutes. Well, no, it's not 10 minutes, sorry. Well, it takes time to sing the ABCs. Mm-hmm. Or happy birthday twice. And once you're done, you spit and you wash your mouth out because there might be a little toothpaste. And then you wash off the toothbrush and you put down the toothpaste. You have to put on the cap of the toothpaste. And then you go to bed.
Perfect. Just like that. Awesome.
Okay, so there's someone washing his hands. And first, you need to turn on the faucet, and then once the water is coming out, you wash your hands for about singing happy birthday or happy birthday twice or the ABCs, and then you get soap and you do the same thing again, and then once you're done with that, you get a paper towel, wash off your hand, and then you throw that away and then you turn off the faucet. The boy is tying his shoes, and Once, if the shoe strings are out, then you kind of do a rabbit hole, go around the rabbit hole, through the rabbit hole, stuff like that. And then once it's in a bow, you can keep doing what you're doing, I guess. I don't know how to tie my shoes.
No, I think that's a great setup. We know exactly what step by step to do. Thank you.
So you're pouring your cereal. First, you need to get a bowl. And then, if you want milk, you pour milk. And then you put the cereal in. And then, there's one more step. That's the most important step. You eat it.
Yep. What kind of cereal do you like to eat?
Fruit Loops. I love Fruit Loops.
Those are good.
And also Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay. Putting on your clothes. So, first, I guess you put on your pants, and then you put on your shirt, and then you put on, no, you put on your panty, and then you put on your pants, and then you put on your shirt, and then you put on your socks, and then you put on your shoes, and then you're ready to go to school.
Awesome.
Is that baking a cake, a cupcake, or is it just putting on the frosting?
You can say both, yeah.
Okay, so you have to bake the cupcake first, and then once it's done, you make the frosting, and then you pipe out the frosting on the cake, and then you do a little design, and you can put decorations on it, and then once you've done all of those, you can eat.
What flavors do you like?
I like chocolate. I really like chocolate. And then I like red velvet, vanilla, confetti.
Oh, so you like all of them.
I like all of them. Painting. Okay. Well, first you go to the store. You buy your paint brushes and your paint. And then you buy paper. And then you go home. And then you paint. You can put it in liquidy paint, or you can put it in like paint you put water in, but you have to have some water in a cup to brush the paint out so you can do other colors, and then you paint a pretty picture. Putting on your seatbelt. Well, it depends what seatbelt you have. If you have the one that straps in and then has the one at the bottom, you put on this strap first, and then you put on, and then you pick up this thing, and then you put that one in, and then you put that one on. If it's the other one, you just take it, and then you put it around you. And that's pretty simple.
Thank you for the specificity. That's awesome.
Okay, feeding your bear.
That's the silly one.
Okay, so you get pretend food, and then you put it in the bear's mouth, and that's kind of it.
Yep. All right, now I want you to tell me what they're doing, and would you do the same thing? And if so, like, what would you choose to do?
Okay, so they are putting on costumes. And yes, I would like to do that. I like doing that. But I would like to put on, like, princess dresses or something. Or different like costumes, but not like a tutu, a bow tie, a hat.
That's kind of a wild amount. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so going down the slide. I love to go down the slides, but I like to do like tall slides.
Like the really tall ones?
Yeah. Not like those water slides. Like water slides, but they can't be that high. It's like from here to about right, like higher than the baby slide.
Right. No, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Soccer. Yes, I love to play soccer. Yes. In fact, Dad is the coach. My dad's the coach of some.
What
of the
positions do you like to play?
I like to play offense because then you get to try to score goals, and I was the gold team, and I like games more than practices because you get to like play people. Mm-hmm.
And is it, are you guys able to work as a team to score, or is it still a lot of people kind of doing things individually?
Well, it depends. Some people, one person, we lost a couple of goals because they didn't pass. I mean, I was right on the other side, they could have passed.
Yeah.
But the goalie is so focused on her, then the goalie is so focused on her, and they could have passed, and then we could have scored.
Yeah. So that's what everybody needs to learn better, huh?
But that's, it's only one person. So a lot of other people, they play, they pass to people.
Awesome.
Building blocks. Okay. So, I would do that. Yeah, I guess. My brother would do that. I would do it if I was 3 or 4, but...
You don't play with your brother blocks, or you do?
Well, yes, I do. If I was babysitting, I would help them. But
Makes sense.
I wouldn't do it normally.
Makes sense.
Going on a swing. Yes, I would do that, but I don't really need help because I'm the oldest, and yeah.
What do you do differently then?
I go out and in. And out and in like that.
Nice.
I don't need help. Yeah. Giving away candy. If I traded it for like another piece of candy, yeah, it would be a trade. Yeah, but if I really liked it. Kind of, I guess. No?
Oh, that's okay. Can you think of any situations where you would give away candy and be happy about it? Maybe a holiday?
Halloween.
Yeah.
like giving away candy. But if I earned it at school, then I wouldn't like it. But like if it was for like a birthday or something, yeah, I would be happy about it.
That makes sense.
Timeout. Is that timeout? Timeout. No. Well, I don't know. It depends if you get in trouble.
You used to do timeouts?
Yeah.
Not anymore?
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Well, not at school, at least.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. All right, you can hit another buzzer.
Okay.
Can you tap on your shoulder to show you some pictures of that? Awesome, thank you. I'll just show you my favorite ones back here. And kind of same thing, tell me what you see and tell me a little story, and I'll just show you my favorite ones.
Okay, so it's in space, it looks, and I see lots of planets, a rocket ship. I see like this thing that connects it to the ship so you don't go flying away. Stars, books. She's holding meteorites, spaceship. I already say spaceship. Okay. And the story is, for Batgirl's birthday, she went out into space. Very, very. They are very rich, and she really likes to be an astronaut. Wants to be an astronaut, and she goes out. In space, and she gets a little space sick. So she vomits a little bit, and but she enjoys it for a little while, and she like goes out and looks into space like the picture, and she's looking for fireflies. Like, what is in space? And she figures out there are space bugs. And that's the thing that she has in there. And, yeah.
That's the best story I've heard for why fireflies are in space. They're actually space bugs. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, let me show you. I love this one.
That's, okay, so I see a mug, a frog, and a crown. That's all I see. Okay, there was a prince, and there... kind of like the frog prince, but a little different. and they forgot to invite the witch, and she turned the prince into a frog, and the frog really liked coffee, and it was a little bit different, and it could talk, and they had another child, and it treated it like a pet, and not like a pet. And they never fixed him until he was very, very, very old. And so.
Whoa. Yeah. That's it. I love your imagination. You are taking me on a journey.
Okay, so I see some candy, some coins. Is that a goat? Is that a goat? And then a princess hat, and then a chair. So. Well. There's a very rich person, like a thing, and they have a goat, and they really love the goat. And they get lots of special treatments and candy, even though it makes it sick, and money and massages. They don't do dirt. It doesn't do dirt. It does cream. Washes and very fancy goats.
I wish I was that goat.
I got my inspiration from a movie that I watched. It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's about a dog, though, not a goat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, it totally fits. All right, I'll show you my last favorite one. Let me see where it is.
A pig in a bathtub. Okay. Well, I see soap. Bubbles, lots of bubbles. Boat, a bathtub, a ducky, soap, pig, towel, bubbles, and I already used the very rich. Okay. Well, there's a pig that is lost, and someone drives, and then it stops, and they see the pig, and they don't know what to do with the pig, and so they just take it home, and they give it a bath, and then it turns out to be its owner. So,
huh. Yeah. That's a good happy ending. What a way to end it up. Awesome job. Hit that last buzzer. We are all set.